Hello, we are reading from the book of the writings of Rabash, second volume, article, What is the Blessing That He Made a Miracle for Me in This Place, in the Work? It's page 1259, beginning in the middle with, and we'll begin what we asked. It's also on the Passover book. You can ask questions at kab.tv. Selected questions will be live, page 1259, beginning with, and by this we understand what we asked. What is it in the work that a person has to make a blessing in a place that a miracle has been made for him? And this is again that at the time that a person starts walking on the path of the work of bestowal, then a person comes to states of ascents and descents. And an ascent is that a person, after he was laid under the dominion of the will to receive, when he was enslaved to fulfill all of his wishes, and the person wanted to overcome it and not to listen to its voice, yet the will to receive was stronger than him. And the person was suffering by being remote from the Creator. And later on, he received an awakening from above and started feeling again a little bit of an uplifted spirit from sanctity. And then the person wants to be cancelled towards him as a candle before the torch. And the person then enjoys that state of ascent. However, the person is not yet qualified to extract from the ascent an advancement in the work, because he does not appreciate the proximity that he now received from the Creator, because he lacks the vessels, meaning that at the time of the ascent, he has already forgotten that he ever had a descent, meaning, even though he feels that he is now close to the Creator, and he appreciates it, however, he immediately forgets. And therefore, you know, he doesn't have a kli, meaning a deficiency, that would allow him to appreciate it, as written, as the advantage of the light over darkness. Therefore, one does not have advancement in the way that he should have through the ascent. Therefore, at the time of the ascent, one has to remember and to say that in that place where I now have an ascent, I had a descent, and the Creator saved me and has elevated me from the bottom, from the pits, and I came out from the aspect of death, which is called being remote from the Creator, and I have been merited to some extent to be close to the Creator, which is called cleaving to some extent to the life of lives. And over there, the person has to give a blessing of gratitude to the Creator, that by now entering a state where before he had suffering, and now, thanks God, he is in a spirit of good and delight, because the Creator has brought him closer to him. He has attained new vessels of deficiency that he is able to fill up with the state of ascent in which he is now. It follows that he is drawing the light of joy with new vessels that he has now attained by looking at the miracle that he had, that the Creator saved him. Therefore, when he looks at the sufferings, it is as if he is now receiving those sufferings, and now he is filling them up with delight. It follows that by depicting to oneself the state of descent, it causes him that the ascent that he now received will spread and expand in the new vessels, meaning according to the rule, there's no light without a kli.
That is, he himself maintains both states.
Therefore, at the time of the ascent, when one begins to think about the state of descent that he had, the sufferings of the descent are considered as vessels in which the light of the ascent can expand. This is similar to what was written about, what was said above, about the exile and the redemption, meaning according to the degree of suffering that one feels in the exile, to that extent one can enjoy the redemption, meaning that the exile are the vessels of the redemption. That is, the redemption cannot fill up more than the vessels that she has from the exile. And this is that we say that in the work, when a person depicts to himself the state of descent, this is considered what our sages said, that a person has to bless. Blessed be him that made a miracle for me in this place. And regarding the depiction of the suffering, there are many manners. For example, a person who wants to get up in the morning and he has prepared an alarm clock, and when the clock rings and the body doesn't want to get up, and the body feels sufferings if it will now get up of bed, and nonetheless the person overcomes lazily and comes to the synagogue, and when he sees that there are people who are sitting there and studying, he then receives a desire and a yearning to participate in the lessons, and he receives joy and an uplifted spirit, and then one forgets in what manner he actually got out of bed and came to the synagogue. And if the person wants to receive new vessels in which the joy will dwell, then he has to depict to himself in what manner he got out of bed, meaning what desire he had then, and now what a spirit he has. Then he can also say, blessed be him that made a miracle for me in this place, meaning how the Creator has now given him proximity to him. And from this, one receives new vessels in which the joy will expand. From the way that the Creator has brought him closer to him. And this is how a person has to accustom himself in everything, to make a comparison between the time of suffering and the time of the pleasure, and to bless over the miracle that he was brought out from the suffering to a state of delight, pleasure. By that, he'll have the ability to have gratitude towards the Creator and to receive pleasure in the new vessels that have been added to him now, when he's weighing the two times, one with respect to the other. And by that, a person can advance in the world, in the work. This is as Bala Sulam said, it is not important what the person receives from the Creator, whether it's something big or something small. Rather, what is important is how much the person thanks the Creator, to the extent of the gratitude that the person gives, to that extent, the giving that the Creator gave him is increased, multiplied. Therefore, a person must be careful about giving gratitude, meaning appreciating his gift, so that he'll be able to come closer to the Creator. Therefore, when a person always looks at the time of the ascent, at what state he was in at the time of the descent, meaning what sensation he had during the time of the descent, he can already distinguish, as written, as the advantage of the light over darkness. And already one has new vessels in which to receive the joy and give gratitude to the Creator. And this is as written that a person has to bless. Blessed is he who made a miracle for me in this place. Meaning, in the place that he is now, at the time of the ascent, because there cannot be an ascent if there wasn't earlier a state of descent. However, how can there be a descent if the person wasn't earlier in the state of ascent and fell from it? The answer is that usually every person, the way that he is, thinks that he is okay, meaning the person doesn't see that he is worse off than other people who are around him. Therefore, he goes along with the current of the whole world, meaning studying a little bit, praying a little bit, engaging in charity, etc. And the main concerns of the person is how to have a livelihood, how to make ends meet respectfully and have an apartment and nice vessels, etc. Because he feels regarding himself that he made a certain routine for himself with the Creator. How much time he has to work for him, and if he kept all these arrangements that he has committed to in spirituality, then one feels himself as a complete person, and then it's permitted for him to worry about how to improve his corporeal state. And one always sees that as much as he tries to have corporeality in fullness, he always sees that he has a deficiency towards others. This is called that a person is in a state of wholeness. However, when one begins the work of bestowal, then he comes to a state of descent, because he sees how far he is from the from being in a state of for the sake of heavens. It follows that now, when he fell from the earlier time, when he understood that all he has to do is to maintain the Torah mitzvot, and regarding the intention of in order to bestow, he didn't pay any attention to that. And later on, he receives an awakening from above and begins to be in annulment towards him, as a candle before the torch, and he forgets the state of descent that he had. Then it is up to the person, when he is now in a state of ascent, to be able to say, "Blessed is he who made a miracle for me in this place." Meaning that earlier, he was in a state when he had an accident. So much so that he remained without any awareness and consciousness regarding spiritual life, meaning that he completely forgot that you have to work in order to bestow. And later, the Creator helped him, and he came back to life, meaning that again he has a connection with the Creator. And by this depiction, he is able to receive new vessels, so that he'll be able to receive the abundance of joy, because the Creator has helped him. However, we need to know that at the time that the person asks of the Creator to bring him closer to his work, meaning that he will work the holy work for the sake of heavens, and the person thinks that the Creator does not hear his prayer, and he has already prayed many times, as if, God forbid, the Creator does not listen to his prayer. Regarding that, Baal HaSulam said that one has to believe that the fact that he is now praying to the Creator, he should not say that he has awakened by himself to give forth a prayer that the Creator will bring him closer. Rather, before the person went to pray, the Creator has already answered his prayer. Meaning that the person has to consider that the fact that he can now pray to the Creator, this is called that he has contact with the Creator. And this is something very important, and one has to receive joy from the fact that the Creator gave him a desire to pray to him.
Questions? Yes.
Warner from Nuremberg is asking, how do I thank the Creator? By words or in thoughts, or is this just a feeling in the heart?
We can't yet measure the situation we're talking about right now. We can't measure. But in the future, you'll be measuring it just like you see in Talmud HaSfirot. Of Yud, Masach, thickness and screen, different states, Katnut, Gadlut, three lines, degrees of the Reshimot. How the Partsuf rises, Malchut of Malchut, Malchut of Bina, the external Partsuf of Tvuna, from Tvuna to the upper Ima, then to Abba, and so on. Look how the upper one creates his external partsuf in order to treat you, meaning the Creator. You make all these discernments according to tests. Without tests, you'll know what your state is. And also, It'll be emotionally without discernment. When you start reading about it, you start understanding what the Upper One does with you. It's like a user's guide. And it helps you advance and feel, okay, he does this because of this, and what for? He has the inner potsuf, which I don't know, I don't attain. But there is the external potsuf of how he behaves with me now, and what do I need to do to adhere to him, etc. Meaning the entire work then is according to this, the states a person reads about. But this first requires, well, at least the littlest, the minimal vessels. And before that, there's no measurement.
Scott from England is asking, what is a deficiency that a person should have when he is in an ascent?
He tells you that during the ascent, a person should also maintain the time of descent and be thankful for the ascent compared to the ascent. From this, he learns, he becomes experienced from what he went through. How much he was detached from spirituality, meaning thinking only about corporeality, and how the will to receive that grew, conquered him, or either by pleasures of detachment or fears of detachment. And now he's going to investigate the previous states from above. And he maintains it. It's already under his authority.
John from Chicago is asking the other way around. How can we keep, use the descent as a vessel during the time of ascent and not only as something negative?
This depends on the support from the environment and how much a person is... How much he is... capable of coping with it, how much he is born as the Creator's servant. Yes.
A question of a student. We learned that a person was created in order to receive and to enjoy. What does it mean that bestowal is for the sake of heavens? Why can't you simply enjoy your existence?
To enjoy in a corporeal way is possible, partially, not your entire life and not every time. Even people who have everything, they can't feel pleasure all the time because that's not the purpose. If you start examining even the lives of kings, you'll see how not simple they are. The Creator sets up the role for every person, and according to the purpose of creation, a person must advance in a good way or bad way. Usually, people advance in due time. If they have a unique root of the soul, then they start being pushed forward by accelerating time, meaning they are given an opportunity to participate in the Creator's work by themselves, to take part. That participation, as we say, is to maintain two forces, not just one, which is like the ordinary people's way of progress. And therefore, that's how we advance. So, advancing by pleasure, in a corporeal way, you see, it is impossible. The world moves to an escalating crisis. Although there is a way to fix everything, the Creator disrupts everything and doesn't let the person enjoy. The evil inclination in the person always rises and takes control and breaks all the good things that the human tries to build. And without the purpose of creation, undoubtedly people would somehow get along. I don't want to discuss this right now. These are unrealistic things. But they would somehow get along. I'll tell you how. It's just like we see with animals. Meaning that they live according to a certain plan and everyone finds a niche and they live in it. We can't, because we have to reach a unique state, especially those with the point in the heart, but even all people, they suffer because they feel forces pushing them, forcing them to develop. This is called below reason, meaning without understanding and knowing how and why, who develops them, by what forces, nothing. Just instinctively responding to every evil but trying to run away from it, and to every good thing by being drawn to it. And all the calculation is about where is less evil and more goodness in terms of all kinds of aspects. And people who can, as our friend Scott tells us, you know, why not develop by the goodness, this is what the Creator prepared for the special souls to develop in a good way. How? When they themselves draw forces that develop them, which is called the upper light, the light that reforms, and then they're happy about all the evil as the good, because they know that the Creator, there's none else besides Him, and He is playing with them, and all of this is called a game. Why? Because how the lower one develops by the upper one is what's called a game. And if they accept that game, although it's really not simple and very complicated and difficult for the lower one, and requires really great effort to identify the game first and always relate to the one who's playing with you, and then you begin to be in the midst of both Pharaoh and the Creator, and be joyful about that progress. Then, as he asks, can we advance only by the good? Yes, then we can. Those who are awarded with keeping both reins or being like the horse under the rider, they're happy. They have many problems. They have the entire world that they're seemingly responsible for. But, in fact, they're happy due to their role, due to their relation with the Creator, the commandments of whom they follow.
Kostya from Kiev is asking, what is the reason that following Passover we feel a burdening, and how to help the friends that are having a harder time than me?
Burdening already? I haven't thought so. That's already happening. I thought the opposite, that during the holiday we felt a need to advance in both lines so as to connect them to the middle line every moment, that there is none else besides Him that governs us, and we are included in Him, cling to Him, we become all one and with Him as one, and thus we always stay in adhesion, and we are happy with each burdening of the heart because it allows us to add more to that state and rise even higher, meaning being more dependent on the Creator. That is how to put it. It's a wonderful thing that was given. And we have to embrace it.
Bill Becker from Dallas is asking, how can we or can we even transform the corporeal blows into spiritual actions? Is that possible?
There are no corporeal or spiritual blows. There's only one source that sends what it sends according to what a person needs. And we need to accept both of them as coming from the same leadership, from one operating force.
What are kelim made of?
I don't understand the question. From a will to receive. Spiritual vessels also have tzimtzum, restriction, masach, screen, and the busha, the shame that's included there, the shame that I'm incapable or that I'm afraid of transforming to bestowal, and that everything will be identified with the giver.
What is in this depiction that a person depicts to himself towards the future, this bad depiction, if he's in the good, that it makes new vessels for him?
The bad picture?
Yes, that's what he writes.
What does he write?
That by depicting to himself the state of descent, it causes him that the ascent that he now received will expand in the new vessels.
Yes, because even before, when he was in the bad state, when he felt the evil, now when he is in the ascent, he inspects the previous descent. First of all, he doesn't think of it as evil. He realizes it was a preparation for the current ascent. That's one. Two, he starts loving, appreciating the previous state, being grateful for it, because without it, he wouldn't have the current ascent. And with that, he appreciates the ascent even more, because it fixes all those flaws. And so he corrects them with this new attitude. And he also learns from it about the future, that from now on, he has to prepare himself so that if some other descent comes, it'll be in his control as much as possible, so that he goes above reason. In the state of ascent, we can't really go above reason, but in the descent, you know, the descents are those that are beneficial for progress, not the ascents.
So this depiction that he talks about, what exactly, I mean, is that man's work to depict?
Man's work is to be thankful for the past, and that's that way prepare himself for the future. To this moment, every moment you have to say, until thus far, there's none else besides Him. Even if a friend did to you something, whatever happened, anything, there's none else besides Him. So you have to join all those states and situations to the Creator's revelation to you, in the posterior, if it's a descent or the face, if it's an ascent.
So after one says there's none else besides him regarding this moment, what does one have to depict towards the future in order to have new vessels?
To be ready for anything. That's called devotion. Where does he prepare himself? In the group. By investing in the Arvut, mutual guarantee, which later comes back to him. Yes, Nessie.
The person himself can initiate a process of a beginning of a game on the side of the Creator, or
everything depends on man's preparation. Once the person is ready, we could, we could just sit and feel. If you're not ready, you can just sit and not feel anything. But if we prepare ourselves through connecting with the friends, then we can already take charge of the pace and see the advancing states in a positive way, all of them, both ascents and descents. It's harder to see the ascents in a more conclusive way than the descents, because when you're in an ascent, you're influenced by pleasure, and that's why you are blocked in terms of analysis and holding on to the vessels. In the descent, the vessels themselves force you to look for salvation, even. And that's called Pharaoh brings the children of Israel closer to their Father in heaven, meaning these vessels of the exile, the evil, they push the person closer to the purpose. The ascents, not so much. The ascents, we'll talk about it later when we have more meat in that. Yes, Danny.
Let's say that the Creator is really giving me an exercise, pulling the earth beneath my feet, but I manage to see how it brings me towards the demand for connection. I manage to even have gratitude and joy, and I can really see the advancement. On the other hand, the moment that he turns the fire off, I can't say that I don't immediately feel relief, and even though that I see that the advancement has as if stopped, and my demand has become weaker because I'm not, let's say, afraid anymore. But I can't say that I don't really come down immediately.
If you don't come down, it's good.
No, I'm saying that I do come down. I'm happy that things have chilled off. And
why?
Well, that's what hurts me, but that's what pains me.
Hurts you what?
That I'm happy about the fact that
that it passes.
Yes.
Good. It's a sign that you want to work, that you're looking for work.
But I can't bring myself to say, well, give me that thing again.
No, you can't. Don't ask for suffering. Ask for progress. Only in the right, to the right direction, the direction of connection. And this will bring all kinds of other states. Who knows what will happen to us?
Genetic.
Yes, Itzik. Only according to the topic.
Yes, so then replacing glycerin, so I collected some questions from the women. How, in the same way, how to relate to suffering and pleasures in the same way, how coldly to relate both to the pleasures and the sufferings.
Impossible. We are sentient beings. We have a desire to enjoy. We can't be unimpressed. And that's why the Creator plays with us. He takes us out of our reason, so to speak. He shocks us and drives a person to harsh states.
Uh,
It's written many times about how Moses is afraid, or he escapes, or, you know, all kinds of states, because we can't. We have to agree that we are ready for anything that comes from anyone else besides him. And whatever happens, happens. As long as I want to be a tool in the hands of the Creator and be devoted to Him wholeheartedly.
In Passover, we acquired the importance of self-unification and dissolving in the group. How to hold on to this state after we come back home and when the externality starts attacking us?
Only the group, the study, no more. The request demands to always keep the lesson playing in your ears. Otherwise, there's no chance. That's it.
There's one other question, about a question. What is a question? Is it man's exertion? Is it the plan of the Creator and we're only puppets that are executing the plan? Is there any freedom in that?
A question is raising of man, that we ask for the upper force to give us the ability to advance in spirituality. That's called give us the good force against the bad force that rules us, so that we come out of the evil force, out of its domination, and be in between the two forces, and so the evil force that prevails each time will be able to balance it with the good force on the right side, and always be in the middle line, in the middle, the golden path. Israel, the light, and the Creator are one, in order to bring contentment to the Creator. This is it. That's the plan. That's it. Whatever state it is, degrees, discernments, apsak mabon, whatever you say, the direction is the same. Always this direction. Yes.
About the question, Tal from Zichron is asking, I have a confusion regarding the request, because I know that I cannot request for myself, even to bestow contentment to the Creator. I have to ask only for the friends. On the other hand, I have to ask for help from the Creator to give me that force, that strength. How does that work?
If he asks for help to be immersed in the group and bestow to the friends through them to bestow to the Creator, then it's exactly the right request. To draw the light that reforms. It's like this loop. There's this circle. I ask of the Creator what for to bestow to Him. So what? So it's unclear that what I receive is how much I bestow. No, because the preparation depends on you. Without feeling the suffering, the evil, the pressure, from which you are needy of turning to the Creator, then this is basically your effort. And this effort doesn't need to come from a really bad, beastly feeling, rather from comparing it with the group, with the good things, and as a result you advance, not from the beastly pressure, because the beast only runs away from what it feels bad. Let's say we're in some pressuring, stressing state, confusing, and so on. So we don't just want to run away from that state. That's not good. We want that state to move us forward to the Creator, because He eventually set up that state for us. And so by feeling that way, all of us, we will advance. I don't ask Him to take the evil out of, away from me, rather to transform it to good. This is how a person should pray. What does it write? A person shouldn't pray for the death of the wicked, rather that they will repent. Right? Yes, His Highness. How did the Passover go by?
Well, thanks God. From all the study here, I feel that in the end, the work always comes back to the direction of forming the kli, whether it is to thank for the miracle, that's the creation of the kli. And we actually don't have any work to draw the light, but to prepare the kli, because, you know, there's no light without the kli.
Even the man that we activate is also a kli. It's a kli. It's a desire, a deficiency that rises.
So actually, all along the way, whatever way it is, we always have to, the pleasure comes, we have to remember the deficiency and work with the deficiency. Work really with the bad, the sufferings, the left side actually.
Suffering of love, suffering that comes from the Creator to advance me. Just like the parent that sets up some problem before the kid and puts an obstacle on his path so that he learns.
Yes, but it always pushes us in the direction of the restriction. The pleasure comes and you have to...
So what's the question?
If that's how it is.
Yes, you're right. No, seriously, you are. If not, I would clarify it in front of everyone.
He writes here that a person always feels himself, every person feels that the way he is, he's good, he's okay. So, I never think this way. I always feel myself...
You're eating yourself up.
I don't eat myself up. I'm very true with myself. I say, this is me, I can't fight it. It's hard for me to fight with it.
Yeah, but you forgive yourself, and that's why you manage.
I don't forgive. Just the fact that we started, the way he talks about here, getting up in the morning with all the difficulties, I think they're really cruel to myself. I'm saying,
no.
You have to do it.
No. You don't have to know. Again, if you make effort in unity, through the unity you receive the light that builds within you the character of Pharaoh. That's it. If you long for connection among the friends, the light that comes through the connection is what builds for you the image of Pharaoh. At first, Pharaoh is little and great until a new king arises, and that is the evil Pharaoh.
But I can distinguish between darkness and light in that situation where I feel myself not in darkness, but not in the light. I don't feel like the friends. I heard a myth yesterday. I felt I'm full of envy of this person. I mean, he has...
You must not be envy at the evil that a person has, but you should be drawn to the good. Let's move on to the Zohar.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.